Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Chris Mack off till next week. I'm Colin Dunlap. We'll bring Jim in just a moment. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Good morning to you. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. Our compadre that works from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. is part of the PM team. It's odd how that works. Andrew Filippone was making some waves yesterday. Andrew, good morning. How's everything?
Hey, Colin. How are you, buddy?
I'm wonderful. Now, I guess this all spawned from CBS or Yahoo or somebody doing a top 10 NFL head coaches list, right?
CBS Sports has been doing these top 10 football lists for the last couple of weeks. Defensive position players, quarterbacks, and now I think they're on to head coaches. Yep.
Yeah, great. At 10 a.m. I go to the pool, and then you can catch me again at 5:40 a.m. for the pre-show. So anyway, to that list, you put out your NFL head coaches list.
Yep.
And I'll just read it to people. Belichick, Reed, Peterson, Sean Payton, Sean McVay, Mike Zimmer, Kyle Shanahan, Pete Carroll, John Harbaugh, Doug Marrone. Should we tackle first the no Mike Tomlin overarching statement and then get into the particulars? Why don't we do that? Why no Mike Tomlin in the top 10?
Because I don't do the whole body of work thing. I do what the guy is, what I think the coach is right now. And I think we do the same thing when we rank players. You know, we don't say Ben Roethlisberger's a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes because Ben's been a great player for 15 years. We do what we think they are right now. And Mahomes has won the MVP, 50 touchdowns, and won the Super Bowl last year. It doesn't matter that he's only been a quarterback in the NFL for 3 years. What matters is what the guy has done recently to get himself to the top. And so that's how I broke down the coaches. I did the same thing. You know, what is the coach right now? What a coach did in 2008 when he was 36 years old, to me, is less relevant to what he's done in the last two or 3 years. That's why I don't have Mike McCarthy in my top 10, even though he's won a Super Bowl more recently than Mike Tomlin. It's still, to me, ancient history. So that was the kind of rubric I used, Colin. Like, when we rank players, and when you put out a fantasy football ranking, you don't rank guys based on what they've done for 10 years. You do what you think they're going to be right now.
Okay. And now we'll get into some particulars. Explain to me then how Mike Zimmer is a better football coach than Mike Tomlin any day of the week, let alone the sixth best football coach in the NFL.
Okay. I'll do that. Do you give Tomlin credit for 8-8 with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges last year?
Yes and no. I give him a lot of credit. I don't like the way it ended, and I think that not enough people are looking at that. But I do give him credit for when you start the journey and then you get to the destination, 8-8 is 8-8 with that group of people. But the last 5 weeks wasn't good enough.
Fair enough, and I feel about the same way. Regarding the 2019 Steelers season, I think Tomlin did a fine job. I think people have gone overboard in praising him. It still was a 500 team at the end of the day. Mike Zimmer went to an NFC Championship game with Case Keenum as his quarterback, who I believe now, since that NFC Championship game run, is on his third different team. He was in Washington, he was in Denver, and now he's backing up Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. So I put a lot of stock in the idea that a guy had a backup journeyman quarterback that was in within one game of going to a Super Bowl. I think that's more impressive than what Tomlin has done the last couple of years. And he also went into New Orleans and won a playoff game last year. He didn't go into New Orleans and, you know, play a game that maybe the Steelers could have won, where Joe Hayden got called for a, you know, a BS pass interference penalty, and Juju Smith-Schuster fumbled the ball at the end of the game. Zimmer actually went there and won that game, and it was in the playoffs, not Week 16. So that's why right now I think Mike Zimmer's the better coach than Mike Tomlin.
Jim, what do you make of these ratings? Jim?
Jim?
Jim doing a fine job. All right. Yeah. Doug Marrone. Now, Doug Marrone, yeah. By what measure do you have, if you're going by not necessarily the past, but by your own measure, your own stated measure, Andrew, then how is Doug Marrone a better football coach than Mike Tomlin?
Well, I think Doug Marrone, in the history of football, both college and the NFL, and I'll say this about him first to stick up for him. This is mostly what I got, you know, pilloried for and scrutinized for, was putting Marrone in there. I think Marrone, over the course of his career, has probably been given less and gotten more out of it than any coach I can ever remember, both in college, in the NFL. You know, I didn't include this in my ranking, but it's worth pointing out, when he was in Buffalo, he had a winning record with Kyle Orton as his quarterback, and it was the first winning record for the Bills in like 10 years. He went 9-7 there and then quit because he didn't like the people he was working for. Look, I got a bias here, Colin, and the bias is, the last time I saw Mike Tomlin in a playoff game, he got spanked by Doug Marrone. He gave up 45 points to Doug Marrone and Blake Bortles, which goes back to what I was saying earlier about Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges. If we're going to give Mike Tomlin credit for 8-8 with those two guys, what do we say about Doug Marrone getting to an AFC championship game with Blake Bortles as his quarterback? He also lost his starter last year, and people say, oh, the Jaguars stink. Well, they had a six-round quarterback in Gardner Minshew. They gave away Jalen Ramsey, and they didn't go 1-15. They weren't the Bengals. They were still a semi-competent football team. So I happen to think every person, by the way, that I know who has played for Doug Marrone hates his guts.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people who have played for him, a lot, for years, going back a long time. But Bill Belichick's not the most popular guy either, so... Very
well, you need to pick a side, though. See, you're saying how they are right now, but then you're using your Doug Marrone argument in bringing in history to this. So what you're saying then is are you saying that Doug Marrone did a better job last year than Mike Tomlin did last year?
Do I think Marrone did a better job last year than Tomlin? Is that what you asked me? I think it's about even last year.
You're on Quaaludes. What do you think of this list, Jim Colony?
I thought you wanted, quite honestly, I was actually going to tweet back to Andrew and say, you want to get phone calls? You're going to get phone calls.
Well, but here's the thing about that list that's consistent. Look at where I have John Harbaugh. The reason why I have John Harbaugh only ninth is because the guy's got to start winning some friggin' playoff games. Okay, you can't, you know, for as good of a transformation as the Ravens have made here from going to Flacco and now Jackson and completely changing their entire personality and philosophy to bring out the best in Jackson, at some point you got to start winning playoff games. And I don't care what you did in 2012 if you're John Harbaugh, what you did in 2008 if you're Mike Tomlin. The last couple of years have to count extra. And I don't see how you could look at the Steelers over the last two or three years and say that Mike Tomlin's done a good job.
Okay, has Kyle Shanahan, in the totality of things, done a good job? He doesn't have a winning record, and he doesn't know what the hell he's doing in fourth quarters.
Well, you see, here's my issue with that statement that you just made there. Why does Kyle Shanahan get criticized? Why do we care about his head coaching acumen based on what happened when he was the offensive coordinator somewhere? Because part of what you said there isn't just based on losing the Super Bowl. It's the fact that when he was Atlanta's offensive coordinator, they blew a 28-3 lead against the Falcons. We don't count We don't take into account what Mike Tomlin did as a defensive coordinator in Minnesota when we rate him as a head coach. Why does Shanahan's time at Atlanta matter?
Well, then, okay, I'll give you that. But then how are you owning what Sean McVay has done simply as a head coach and rating him as high as you have him?
Colin, I think his record is in 3 years, he took a team that was in last place and got him to first place in year one. His
right.
Second year, he went to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
I heard Zeiss say, well, he got schooled by Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl and was ripping him for it. Well, what the hell does Mike Tomlin do every time he plays Bill
And what
Belichick
did he do last year?
Game? What's that?
He missed the playoffs last year, and he lost after winning 11 games. He lost in the wild card game to Atlanta his first year. There is no way that Sean McVay, to me, has taken the biggest nosedive, Andrew, of a guy that's supposed to be the mastermind of football than anyone in recent history.
Okay,
and you have him the fifth best coach in the league.
What was his record last year?
9-7.
Okay. That's not bad.
It's one win more than the guy who didn't have any of his players.
Well, that
including his Hall of Fame quarterback, Andrew.
Well, to me, the second sentence is right. The first one I disagree with. They traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Steelers had one of the best defenses in the entire NFL last year. You could make the argument that based on the number of first-round picks they had on their defensive side of the ball, that they had, from a talent perspective, the best defense in the entire NFL. So it's not like Mike Tomlin was working with chicken you-know-what. On one side of the ball, he had dominant players. On the other side of the ball, he didn't. And that's how you get 8-8. He had one great unit and one terrible unit, and he probably coached them to the point where you would expect a team with a great defense and a horrible offense to go to exactly mediocrity, average, 8-8.
Andrew, I have to give it to you, and I agree with Jim on this. This is Jameis Winston 2.0 for you.
No, it's
this
not, Colin.
This is manufactured so as this is wonderful radio fodder when there's no sports, and I commend
Colin.
You. Whatever you paid for your education at Syracuse, you're getting your money's worth because they instructed you wonderfully.
The top three guys have all won the last three Super Bowls. The next five guys have won multiple playoff games in the last couple of years. The ninth guy, Harbaugh, was the NFL Coach of the Year in 2019. The tenth guy on my list, and this is where I got in trouble, kicked Mike Tomlin's ass in his last playoff game. I'm sorry. If I'm guilty of putting Marone too high because he schooled Mike Tomlin the last time Tomlin was in a big game, well, then tar and feather me for that, Colin. Go ahead.
And
I'll
Mike Zimmer.
Slings and arrows.
Andrew, or I mean, Jim, you know what's happening here? He is feeding people a bologna sandwich who say that they don't want a bologna sandwich, but when they start eating it, they can't get enough of a bologna sandwich. He is the bologna sandwich king, but people keep just munching on that bologna sandwich in Pittsburgh.
My rankings, where are yours? Where are the
That's why they call him Jumbo.
I'm at the pool, Andrew. I don't need to put rankings out, especially these baloney rankings that you put out. People legitimately are interested in our show. I don't need to put out some falsehood rankings to get calls.
I didn't take any calls on it yesterday.
You will?
Yeah.
Do you really believe that Doug Marone's... Okay, let me ask you this last question. If you had a football game today and you had equal sides, the same 22 on both teams, would you take Doug Marone over Mike Tomlin?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you're serious about this?
Colin, Mike Tomlin's never won the Coach of the Year. It's not like it's not like in our industry, the people that cover football think that he's had a season where he has excelled to the point where he was the best in his profession. That's never happened in what now, 13 years? That says something to me. Not one time.
That's a fair point, but I don't think that Doug Marone's a better football coach than them. I don't. I don't think Doug Marone's better than them. I don't think Mike Zimmer's a better football coach.
Guy on the
than
list.
Them.
I mean, that's fine. If you don't think the guy at the very bottom of my list is better than Tomlin, you can split hairs there. But the other nine to me are, I think, really inarguable.
I think actually, I do think that Sean Payton and that Mike Tomlin are very similar.
Well, I got to see Mike Tomlin's ass in some NFC champ or AFC championship games, Colin, because I'm seeing the Saints there, but I'm not seeing the Steelers. So that's got to change.
You see Peyton, you see Tomlin, and you see McCarthy, if you look at the records and look at everything, you see a lot of similarities in those three guys.
I think that's right. But of those three, what have you done for me lately? Sean Payton's done more than the other two. If we're ranking their complete coaching careers, their total resumes, I agree. I think Tomlin and Peyton are very close. But Peyton's having 13-3 seasons, and Tomlin's going 9-6-1 and 8-8 lately.
Andrew, you could sell space heaters in hell. You have an unbelievable gift. I love you. Have a great show today, and we'll talk
soon.
Have
fun with PJ Watt. Ask him about his brother Derek for me, will you?
Yeah, we'll get him in short order. He's scheduled to appear in the next couple days. Thank you, Andrew, very much. I'm telling you, this guy, he has you. He has you. I don't like bologna sandwiches. I don't like bologna sandwiches. Here, Pittsburgh, here's your bologna sandwich. Oh, I can't get enough. That's Pony. It's incredible, Jim, the way he does it. It's incredible. It is Radio 101. I love it.
I saw that yesterday.
That's the first thing I thought of. But again, he does it. He does it masterfully. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer shop, all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. There's no way that Marone, there's no way that Zimmer are better coaches than Tomlin. It's just not fact.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.